Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's suddenly the talk of the New England sports world this week, the struggling New England Patriots. The Patriots are now 7-5 on the season after falling to the Dolphins 22-21 in Miami on Sunday in a very unpatriot-like game. The offense couldn't get a fourth-quarter score to put the game away. The defense couldn't stop a late drive by the Dolphins. And after the Pats had blown the lead, a potential game-winning drive ended not with the magic that fans have come to expect from quarterback Tom Brady, but with an interception. After their shellacking by the Saints the week before, it was the first time the Pats lost back-to-back games in more than 3 years. Head coach Bill Belichick addressed Sunday's failings at a press conference yesterday.
Obviously, it's a disappointing loss. You know, try to correct the mistakes and try to, reinforce the things that we did well, whichever some of those in the game. But, you know, ultimately came down to, you know, a handful of plays, and they made a couple more than we did. We had that go the other way, and, you know, we just got to do a better job, and that's all of us.
So, can the Pats do a better job, as Belichick says? For an answer to that question and others, we're joined this morning by Mike Reese, who covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, always good to speak with you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with Sunday's game. Did it really come down to just a handful of plays, as Belichick said?
Well, it really did, Bob, and I think that's been the story of the season so far for the Patriots. Their trademark in past years is when the games get to those critical situations, the one or two plays that you can look at that decide the game, they usually come through, and this year they are not. And I would just say that the couple plays that stand out to me in that game Sunday in Miami were Tom Brady's interception to Randy Moss in the end zone at the start of the fourth quarter, as was one key play, and then when the Dolphins were trying to extend their final drive, a 4th and 6, they went for it, and the Patriots couldn't stop them.
Let's talk about Tom Brady and the offense first. In the last few games, they've had trouble in the red zone. They've had trouble finishing drives with a score.
They certainly have, and not only are they having trouble finishing drives with a score inside the 20-yard line, they're having trouble finishing games in general. Whether that's been one of the big statistics that stands out to me with the Patriots this year. They have 5 losses on the road. They are 0-5 when going into enemy territory. Their only win on the road was their trip to London against the Buccaneers. And the statistic that stands out is in the second half of those 5 losses, Tom Brady is completing just 52.9% of his passes with 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and a low passer rating of 60. And that is just so uncharacteristic. Tom Brady is usually the Mariano Rivera of closers in the NFL, but he just is having trouble closing games.
And why is that, Mike?
I thought Brady himself made a strong statement after the game when he talked about mental toughness. He said, when you're on the road and things don't go your way, adversity strikes, you have to be mentally tough and fight back. And he said, sometimes I feel like we do fight back. And he said, sometimes I feel like we don't fight very hard. And I think if I had to sum it up, I'd say that's the main thing. The Patriots are just having trouble in that mental toughness area. Players like Brady himself and Wes Welker, the remarkable receiver who's having a terrific year, they are probably showing the necessary mental toughness, but not enough of the other players on offense are doing so.
Well, and what about the defense? The defense has clearly had trouble, especially in second halves, stopping opposing teams. It happened with the Indianapolis Colts. It certainly happened with the New Orleans Saints. And in some ways, it happened again this Sunday with Miami.
Sure. A couple of things stand out defensively. One, from just playing the game, I think their lack of pressure on opposing quarterbacks stands out. The Dolphins threw 53 times on Sunday, and the Patriots hit the opposing quarterback just twice. That is a very low number. The other part is personnel. You look at it and say, you know, do they miss some of their older players, the guys who have been through tough times before and know how to rebound, players like Richard Seymour, who was traded away, Mike Vrabel, who was traded away, Rodney Harrison and Teddy Bruschi, who retired. Maybe there's a little bit of a void in terms of that experience that the younger players that have sort of been injected into this roster could turn to and say, okay, what do we need to do to turn this around?
from a fan's point of view, I almost hate to ask the last question, Mike Reese, but is this a rebuilding year instead of a Super Bowl year?
Well, I wouldn't go that far just yet, Bob. It certainly doesn't look great right now for the Patriots. The one thing that you do have to say is that this Patriots team is much different than those championship teams of the past. They're younger. They don't seem to be as unified in the locker room. So it's going to take something remarkable to turn it around. But in terms of this being a rebuilding year, I wouldn't say so. I think any time you have Tom Brady, you know, you always have a chance to possibly be there in the end.
And we need to point out that they are 7-5. They do still lead the division, though only by a game. So at the moment, they are a playoff team.
That is true. And then you want to look at the remaining four games and say they have a home game coming up against Carolina, which is not a very good team. Then they go to Buffalo, which is a team they've had success with. They come back home and play Jacksonville, which is a team they should handle. And then they would finish the season with a road game at Houston, a team that won't be in the playoffs. So the remaining games don't look like they have any teams there that are as strong as the ones they've faced in recent weeks.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for having me.